Whether you're out on the mound, at the plate, on the road, National Car Rental invites you to stop waiting and start winning. Book like a winner today. And Olshan, let's talk with Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, fellas. How's it going?
We're good. We're good. Now, I know, and you have expressed this to us many times throughout the years, no one on the team in the organization is going to sit around and cry, woe is me, or anything like that. But when we got the news about Eovaldi yesterday, how difficult is it to keep grinding and pushing through when you just get great player after great player hurt?
Yeah. Well, no doubt. I mean, what a huge loss for us. I mean, just look at the year he's having, who the man is, what he does for the guys in the clubhouse. And he'll be around. He's going to be with us. But I just feel awful for him. I'll start with that. This guy, to me, was a front runner for the Cy Young. That's how well he was.
Agreed.
And he would have qualified if he, you know, kept making the starts with no problem. So that just feel terrible, but for us too, because such a important part of this staff, and that's what it's going to take for us to get where we need to go is good pitching, and so to lose the guy who's pitching the best, that's a tough one. But you got to keep going, and that's what. We have to do that's our jobs, and we have some guys who can fill in there. Lats is going to pitch. He's been throwing the ball well. Now, don't get me wrong. You're not going to replace Nate, but still, we have guys who think will give us a chance to win. Now, what has to happen? We got to score runs. Last night, I mean, what a great job of bouncing back after getting shut down. But I really think. We have a couple guys that really can help out in that spot. And if we have, with the days off, if we, move guys up, we'll do what we think is best to help us get to where we need to go.
Is Kamar Rocker one of those people? And if not, can you tell us why not?
Yeah, he's in the mix. We just got to get him healthy. Had to back off a little bit. Just had to. Little shoulder fatigue or something going on there, so didn't feel like he was quite ready. Now Mally's throwing the ball well. He's going to face hitters in Frisco when we're on the road on Thursday, so he'll have a session there. If that goes well, then he will start a rehab. He'll go one inning, and next time maybe go inning plus or two innings. At that point, then maybe we can use them here, to pitch three to four innings, to shorten it up a little bit. So, and we've done that with Nate in the past. So he's an option too.
When Patrick Corbin's been on, he's been pretty spectacular. And last night it was kind of felt, I don't know if curtain call is the right thing. The way the season's gone, he was like, that was his game right there. What's been his best asset this year?
Well, he's made every start. I mean, that's an asset for somebody on the rotation, especially when you've had the injuries that we have, the innings that he's given us, and he's pitched well. Yeah, he had a hiccup the last three or four starts. They've been a little rocky, but before that, this guy just did it. He did an incredible job for us and giving us those needed innings. And last night was probably our most important start, for a long time because of, a guy's going down, how much we've been using our bullpen. We needed him to get us deep in the game. Today we had to have a spot starter in a bullpen day, so we really needed him to at least get us in that, sixth inning area, and he more than did that.
I think last night I was watching the game, and in the eighth inning, I believe it was after his strikeout in the eighth, you leaned over and you and Maddox were talking, and y'all were kind of nodding your heads. Do you happen to remember what y'all were saying to each other in that moment? Because it looked like Corbin had some swagger about him, and I didn't know if that was kind of the discussion there.
Yeah, just what an incredible job he did after the eighth. I waited for him to come down the steps. All his teammates, they knew that was his last inning, so all the guys were there to just tell him what a great job and shake his hand and all that. Just really, really a beautiful job of pitching. You know, this game sometimes it's hard to figure out because their lineup is a lineup that does do a lot of damage against left-handers, and then he goes out there and does what he did. So really, really impressive. Had command of all four pitches, locating. He got on the chase. Just a tremendous job of executing his pitches, and stuff was good. I mean, he was hitting 93 out there.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, for a guy that's pitched as much as he has, he's logged a lot of innings. He's held up so well. I don't think his arms bothered him all year. So he's got a gift there with staying healthy.
Also, after Higashioka hit that home run last night, Mike Bassick and Dave Raymond were joking that catchers don't get to celebrate because they have to immediately go start talking to the pitcher about what they're going to do next. But then they get the benefit of having long careers as managers. Do catchers get to celebrate those home runs?
They do. I mean, it's not very long, but you have to celebrate a little bit. Higgy's not one to celebrate too much anyway, but you have to take it in. I mean, they pretty much have gone over how they're going to pitch guys. Now, before that inning, before they go out there, they may touch on a guy or two if they're going to make any adjustment. So you have time to enjoy, of course.
Now, speaking of that, I know we aren't rooting for this player because he's on another team, but especially as a catcher, how incredible is what Cal Raleigh is doing offensively this year?
Yeah, historic, obviously. He's playing every day, too. It is. I really admire catchers who can go out there and catch, 140 to 150, 60 games, whatever, hold up, but not just hold up, but do what he's doing. Piazza, he was one of those guys, bench, Carlton Fisk, those guys. And so what he does behind the plate and being able to maintain his power, and because your legs go, you're tired, your foul tips, you're getting beat up back there, and he hasn't slowed down a bit. So just remarkable season for a catcher. And being in our division, you hate to see somebody be that good, but
but
you respect it, you admire it. He just seems like just a great teammate and a leader on that team. He's going to have a nice long career.
Now, I know this happened a couple of days ago, but we've been discussing it. Obviously, this person is very near and dear to Rangers fans' hearts. How much better is the game of baseball when Ron Washington is around?
Yeah, we all love Ron. Wash is—he's a lifer. He's one of those guys you enjoy talking to. He's got a great way of putting things and his wisdom. And I enjoyed having a chance to say hello to him when he had a little press conference here. And we go back, together, well, I guess across the field, just seeing each other over the years. So, I'm glad that he's healthy. Looks like he's looking good. He's feeling good. So I don't know what he's going to do, but it was just good to see him in uniform again.
Is it a little weird to be able to hug a guy like that you defeated in the World Series, and B, you're managing the team that he was managing when you defeated him in the World Series, and you also have won a World Series? Is it a little weird, or is there just no awkwardness in that kind of conversation?
No, it's not weird. Back that winter, in winter meetings, we talk. You're competitors, and you're trying to beat each other, but it's over. Well, really, we're the only sport, basically, that after the game, we don't shake hands or high five or hug, football, basketball, and those things. It's not weird at all.
Is there another gear for this team, Boach, that they haven't hit yet this season, or is what we've seen this season kind of what the team actually? Where is your mindset on what that could be?
Yeah, I've been saying this. I think there is another gear. I think we've seen it after the All-Star break. We got on a good roll, and we had a nice run here to start this homestand. And really, these five games, I mean, we won four out of five now. The game we lost, I don't know who would have beat that guy. I mean, Soriano, that's some of the best stuff we've seen all year. I said that you could put an all-star team in there against them, and they wouldn't have beat them. We just ran into a buzzsaw there. And so I like where we're at now, how we're playing. Again, you know, Nate's a loss, and we're going to have to fill that hole. But not just Nate, though. I mean, Marcus Berger, it's unreal what's happened with these injuries. But these guys are going out there, they're showing up, they're playing hard, and you know, it's been a good home stand. We'd like to finish it on a good note. It'd be big to get this one and have a day off in Sacramento and get ready for those guys.
Do you believe if the Rangers make the playoffs that Marcus Semien and or Nate Eovaldi could be back for that?
Oh, could be, yeah. Could be. That's not been ruled out. So I don't know there for sure, but that's what I've been told. So, you know, that's a possibility.
Now, you've talked about using the rotation of Freeman, Smith, Ezekiel Duran at second base. For Ezekiel Duran in particular, you told us at the All-Star break that he could produce and make a difference for this team. What's it like to see that come to fruition this month, and how is he doing it?
He's doing great. He really is swinging a bat like we know he can. He's not tying himself up. He's on time with the fastball. He's catching up front better. He's pulling ball a little bit more with authority. And this is the Zeke that we know back in 23 when he had to replace Corey when he went down for a while. So he's got some swagger back. Last night, you know, he wasn't a great night for him offensively, but still, I just like the swings that he's getting off. You see him smiling more. He just, you know, he's not battling himself so much now. And this game we talk about so much. Confidence is such an important factor in your success. And so right now he's got that.
Yeah, and you just mentioned one other thing that I know will never show up in the analytics of it all. He's smiling more. How big of a difference does that make, especially for certain players, that they're like out there and having fun?
I talk about it a lot. I really do here. I just tell them, you know, when things aren't going well, just show me your teeth. Man, we got to see those because it's a difference maker. You got to enjoy it. You got to play with passion. And, yeah, your competitors, you want to win. And we all have different personalities. There are players that play mad, and that's fine. But I think some guys are better off having fun, not taking it, you know, so seriously, you know, after the game, you know, and letting it beat you down because you're on a roller coaster ride and with the ups and downs of the season. And, man, if you just wear it too hard, you're just compounding the problem. And now it's, you know, those slumps, they last a little bit longer. And you're not sleeping as well, all those things. So, yeah, I think it's important to have fun and smile. And, you know, on the field, yeah, get after it. You want to play pissed off? I think that's a good thing, too, sometimes.
Heck yeah.
I think I would fit in that category.
Yeah, probably so.
Well, thank you very much for the time and insight. As always, best of luck this evening against the Angels.
All right, guys. Good talking with you. Thanks.
Yes, sir.
There you go. Bruce Bochy right here on 105.3 The Fan. One of the probably most newsworthy parts of that is Tyler Mahle about to go on his rehab.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, and then bounce out to Frisco and then maybe be back in a position where he could throw those 3 to 4 innings for the Rangers.